സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് 102 വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 4.
മണോ പ്രകാശ്യതേ യദ്വത്. മയി സന്ദൃശ്യതേ സർവം ആതപേ നേവ തന്മയ.
In this Buddhyarudha Prakaranam, Shankaracharya establishing Sakshi is unaffected by any actions or any modifications happening in the Buddhi. Buddhi Arudha. In Buddhi, the intellect, all thoughts takes place and knowledge arises. Ghatakara vritti, the pot thought, arises in the mind, then pot knowledge comes. House thought arises in the mind, house knowledge comes. This is called thought manifestation in the Buddhi is called arudham, mounting. Thought is mounting in the intellect. That's why it is called buddhyarudham. How it is possible? Because of Sakshi Chaitanyam. Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness, is the one who gives sentiency to the Buddhi, in which thoughts arrive and depart. Thoughts arrive, depart means vritti arrives and departs. Vritti of what? Vritti of so and so object. Which sense organ is perceiving which object? Which sense organ is coming contact with which object? That knowledge takes place in the Buddhi. Which object is perceived by, seen by, heard by, touched by this sense organs, that object knowledge comes in the Buddhi. At that time, this money example, generally crystal example we establish, we use it to establish Sakshi. Crystal, white crystal example we use to establish generally Sakshi. Sakshi in the place of crystal, we take that example. The crystal example Sakshi, but uniquely Shankaracharya using that for Buddhi. Crystal as Buddhi, Atapa is Sakshi Chaitanyam. In the place of Sakshi Chaitanyam, we have to take the example Atapa, Surya Prakashaha. So Raktadhyakara means the red flower, any akara for that matter which reflects in the crystal. Crystal like Buddhi. Therefore we should not get confused. Until today we are using crystal for Atman example comparison, but here Acharya using crystal for Buddhi today. Then who is Sakshi Chaitanyam? Like what? Like Surya Prakasha you have to take. That's why Mano Prakashyate Yadvat. Just as the flower, etc., whatever object is there nearby the crystal, that object reflects in that and the crystal gets that color. You are able to see the crystal, you are able to see the superimposed attribute of that nearby object. Because of what? Because of Atapa, because of the Surya Prakasha. Similarly, here also, because of Sakshi Chaitanyam, Surya Prakasha like Sakshi Chaitanyam, crystal like Buddhi is able to get sentiency, appearance, and its nearby object, the attributes, which sense organ sending the which object to the Buddhi, it reflects. Reflects in the sense, in the form of vritti akara, ghatakara, patakara, pushpakara, grihakara, chairakara, fan akara. That was fan knowledge, table knowledge, desk knowledge, chair knowledge. All knowledge takes place. Acharya want to say, this Sakshi Chaitanyam, just as Surya Prakasha is not affected by that crystal change, superimposed, that modification, really modification is not there, as though it is appearing red in color. Is there any affliction to Surya Prakasha? No. Similarly, whatever raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, or any emotions or any attributes, favorable or unfavorable emotions taking place in the buddhi, any vritti for that matter takes place in the buddhi, will not afflict the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Aidi Sakshi Chaitanyam is modification less, change less. See the next line. Mai sandrishyate sarvam. They are all appearing in me. Tadvatu mai sarvam sandrishyate. In me the Sakshi Chaitanyam alone, they are all superimposed. Really speaking, all are superimposed in the buddhi. Buddhi has got identification with Sakshi Chaitanyam. Really speaking, they are not afflicting me the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Full stop. Tapena iva tanmaya sarvam prakashyate. We have to supply. Tapena iva, like Surya Atapena iva. Just as in the presence of Surya Atapa, sunlight, everything is illumined. Everything is manifesting. Everything is appearing. Atapena iva. Similarly, in me, because of my presence, Sakshi Chaitanyam, tat maya sarvam prakashyate. Tasmat, tat maya means tasmat kutastaha ityarthaha. Tasmat maya. Because of me, sarvam prakashyate. Everything is known, illumined. Everything is known. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Mai prakashyate means sakshini prakashyate. Sarvam sakshini prakashyate. In sakshi, they are all appearing. Sannidhya matrena, we have to understand. Vishaya sattvat, vishayakara vrittihi. Vishaya abhavat, vishayakara vrittihi na bhavati. But sakshi remains as it is. Vishaya abhani, vishayakara vrittihi na sanjayate. Once the vishaya is not there, that vishaya is not there in that buddhi, that vishaya prakasha will not take place. That sakshi is there all the time. In any perception, sakshi does not undergo any change. That is the purport of this shloka. No modification in sakshi, just like in Surya Prakasha. That's what we have to understand. Crystal example. Next shloka. நம்பர் 5.
புத்தௌ த்ருஷ்யம் பவேத் புத்தௌ. சத்யாம் நாஸ்தி விபர்யயேம். த்ரஷ்டா யஸ்மாத் சதா த்ரஷ்டா. தஸ்மாத் த்வைதம் ந வித்யதே.
அன்வய வ்யதிரேக லாஜிக் Acharya is applying here. Buddhau satyam. Buddhau satyam, when the buddhi is in available in waking state. Buddhau satyam means when the buddhi is available in the waking state. Buddhau drishyam bhavet. Buddhau, in that intellect, object will appear. புத்தௌ திருஷ்யம். திருஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். சோ டு கெட் அனுபவ, வாட் ஆர் ஆல் ரிக்வயர்ட்? சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், புத்தி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், த மீடியம் அண்ட் தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட் இன் தட் புத்தி டு ரிஃப்ளெக்ட். சோ விஷய, புத்தி, சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், தென் ஓன்லி தட் விருத்தி, that object thought arise. Buddhau satyam. In deep sleep, buddhau satyam nasti buddhi abhavena. Buddhi abhave means buddhi is in dormant form. Buddhi is not in active form like in jagradavastha. Sense organs are also not active, therefore they cannot receive any vishaya. Once Vishya is not grasped by sense organs and that Vishya cannot be transferred to Buddhi because Buddhi is resting, sense organs are resting, therefore Vishyas cannot manifest or illumined in that Buddhi. Anvaya Vitrika. Buddhi Sattve Vishaya Sattvam. Buddhi Abhave Vishaya Abhavaha. Tasmat அனுபவஹ சர்வதா சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் விஷயஹ புத்தி, ஆல் ஆர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஈவன் தோ சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் தேர் இன் த ஸ்லீப், சின்ஸ் மீடியம் புத்தி இஸ் நாட் தேர், யுவர் ஒரிஜினல் ஃபேஸ் இஸ் தேர். இஃப் த ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் மீடியம் இஸ் நாட் தேர், யுவர் ஃபேஸ் கெனாட் பி ரிஃப்ளெக்டட். வை இட் இஸ் நாட் ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங்? மீடியம் இஸ் நாட் தேர், மிரர் இஸ் நாட் தேர், therefore there is no reflection. There is no reflection. So what? Buddhau satyam drishyam buddhau bhavet. You can understand buddhau satyam. This is anvaya. Therefore nisakshika anubhava na vidyate. Any anubhava, any experience, mana adhina meya siddhihi. Pramana adhina. Buddhi is the pramanam here. Without pramanam, prameya jnanam na sambhavati. Without pramanam, the buddhi, intellect, objective knowledge will not take place. Mana adhina, meya siddhihi, prameya siddhihi. Therefore, nisakshika, without the witnesser, anubhava cannot take place. In jada buddhi, anubhava cannot take place. So anubhava to take place, sakshi chaitanyam is required. Without sakshi, anubhava is not possible. That is why in Keno Upanishad we saw pratibodha viditam matam. Bodham bodham prati, in every cognition. Bodham bodham prati, in every cognition, each and every cognition, I the sakshi chaitanyam am evident. You need not require any proof for that. Every knowledge, every experience, every anubhava is the proof for the existence of sakshi chaitanyam. Therefore nisakshika anubhava na vidyate. In sleep, therefore we say aham na kinchid avedisham. I do not know anything in sleep because buddhi medium is not there. Apavada anvaya, it is vitreka. Buddhi abhave vishaya abhavaha, vishaya vritti abhavaha, vishaya vritti abhave anubhava abhavaha. Therefore I do not know anything, no any experience I could register in my sleep. In Tamil, what do you say? Unnume theriyala. I don't know anything. That means anubhava could not take place about that any object. So drashta yasmat sada drashta. Yasmat, because drashta is ever drashta. Seer is always seer, no change. But in jagradavastha and sapnavastha, vasanamaya karyam, vasanamaya or in jagradavastha, straight away experience possible. In sapna, what anubhava we get? Vasanamaya anubhava, vasana vritti, that anubhava we get. In deep sleep we don't get any anubhava. So in three avasthas, invariably non-variable sakshi is available. In jagradavastha, you know, all waking state objects experience. In dream also I know. In sleep also I don't know. I know that I don't know. I know that I don't know. So who is that non-changing atma aham sakshi chaitanyam? Drashta, seer, observer. Sakshi existence is not depending on buddhi, but buddhi existence function depend upon sakshi. Sakshi is independently existing, but buddhi cannot exist function independently. Drashta sada drashta eva tasmat dvaitam na vidyate. Dvaitam means duality, plurality, variety, novelty. All these are not there, really speaking. Whatever is having arrival and departure, it is not real. Dvaitam is not real. What you are seeing, objects, so many varieties of objects, dvaitam, plurality. Na vidyate, it is not there because it is having arrival and departure. Whatever is having arrival and departure, it is anityam, it is temporary. Whatever is anityam, the duality is not really there. It is just like your dream objects. Dream objects you have experienced in dream. That plurality, the duality is there in dream. But when you wake up, really speaking, there is no duality, all are only projection. We have understood that there is no elephant, there is no tiger, there is no man, there is no house, there is no palace in dream, really speaking. Similarly, this is also, this dvaitam what you are seeing, duality, waking state, this is also like another dream. That is dream when you wake up. Otherwise, dream is not dream. Dream is not dream. Kanavu satyam. Kanavu then Tamil. Kanavu. Satyam. For whom? For sapna purushaha, dreamer. Dream is unreal for whom? For waker. Similarly, waking world is real for ignorant person. Waking world is like a dream. Like a dream, in a dream for an enlightened person, not for ignorant person. For ignorant person, world is real. For dreamer, world, dream world is real. For ignorant, ignorant means ignorant of what? Self. Ignorant of self. Ignorance is there about self. Self-ignorant person sees this world is real. Enlightened person sees this world is also another dream. only for enlightened, not for all people. Therefore, you have to enlighten yourself to see the world as dream. What is the difference between that dream, first dream, and this dream? Waking world dream, dream number two. Dream world dream is dream number one. The difference between those two is the dream world objects are not available when I wake up. You know this answer. This waking world dream objects available when I wake up to my real nature. They are available, thank God. Once I get knowledge, everything disappears. It is a problem. What a beautiful arrangement done. It's a beautiful phenomenon. Therefore, tasmat dvaitam na vidyate. Plurality is not there, duality is not there, really speaking for whom? For Atma Jnani, like you, all of you. For Atma, I have to say, you have to feel, yes, Swamini, correct, not feel. You have to claim. This is the Anvaya Vipireka. As long as Buddhi is there, Vishaya's experience takes place. Vishaya, Buddhi, they are disappearing in sleep. Therefore, but Sakshi Chaitanyam, I, the Drashta, Drashta Eva. Drashta what? Nothingness. In sleep, I am Drashta of nothingness. Blankness awareer I am. In waking and dream state, objects awareer. Therefore, Drashta Sada Drashta Eva. Who is that Drashta? Ahameva. I am alone. Therefore, Dvaita Prapancha is Vyavaharikam, Swapna Prapancha Pratibhasikam, Mithya Eva Na Vidyate. It is like a mirage water. Very nice shloka. Next shloka, sixth one. Avivekat Parabhavam Yatha Buddhira Vaittadam Vivekattu Paradhanyah Swayam Chapina Vidyate. Yatha, just as. In the previous shloka, what is the conclusion? Atma doesn't have Badha. In Vedanta, Badha means non-existence, negation, disappearance. For Atma, there is no Badha, not Tamil Badha. It is a Vedantic Badha. Badha means non-existence, not availability, non-availability. Non-availability is not there for Atma. Instead of saying for Atma, I should say non-availability is not there for me. அப்படி சொல்லணும். You have to learn to say like that. Atma, Sakshi, go on telling. We take Atma as a, like a third person. For me, the Sakshi, or for me, the Atma, Badha is not there. They are all variables. I am non-variable. Then, why this bandha moksha? Where are this bandha moksha, bondage and liberation? We are all talking, I want to come out of bondage. I want to get liberation. Acharya says, avivekat bandha, vivekat moksha. Really speaking, there is no bandha moksha. What he says, yatha, just as, avivekat para abhavam. Para abhavam. Para means Brahman. Brahmanaha. Buddhi avivekaha atmani adhyasyate. When buddhi avivekaha atmani adhyasyate, when that ignorance of that buddhi is superimposed upon atma, then what this buddhi says, in this buddhi what thought comes? I am bound. The ignorance of that buddhi is superimposed upon atma, and the buddhi says what? I am bound, I am miserable, I am samsari, I am suffering. Avivekat buddhi, avivekat buddhi, ar buddhi avivekaha atmani adhyasyate baddhaha iti, aham baddhaha iti. Vachartha I says what? Aham baddhaha. Then vivekaha atmani buddhihe buddhehe vivekaha, you have to take. Buddhehe avivekaha atmani adhyasyate aham baddhaha iti vadati. Buddhehe vivekaha atmani adhyasyate. Suppose this buddhi gets buddhi. Previously buddhu. Buddhi doesn't have viveka. After attending Vedanta classes, this buddhi has got buddhi. Atmajnanam. Once atmajnanam has come, what happened? Vivekat buddhehe vivekaha atmani mokshaha isi. This is also adhyasa, really speaking. Aham muktaha. So what the teaching you see now? I am liberated. I was bound before coming to Swamini class. Now I am muktaha. Swamini, because of you, after studying Vedanta, now I am free. This is also abhyasa. This is also a superimposition. Who is doing? Viveka buddhi. Buddhehe vivekaha. The intelligence, enlightened buddhi says, I am free. Enlightened buddhi says, I am free. I am liberated. The Shankaracharya says, this is good adhyasa, previous one is bad adhyasa. Atma is never baddha. Atma need not be a muktaha. If I was bound, I have to be liberated. If I was bound, I, the Atma, was bound, suppose, now I have to be liberated. Since I was not bound, where is the question of mukti? So if Buddhi says, Guru, coming to the Guru, hey Guru, because of you, now I am liberated, I am muktaha, and sanna, Guru kenna varun terima? Shokam varadu. Shokam anna nartham, paavam, in the student innu puri liye, and it's a konja naad ahattam. Student should say what? Hey Guru, I was thinking I had samsara previously. Now I am thinking I have no samsara. Now I am free from samsara, I am thinking. This is wrong. I understood now I am free from samsara in the past also, in the present also, in future forever. I am free from samsara. In Atma, there is no possibility of bondage. In Atma, me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, there is no possibility for moksha also. Where there is bandha only, there can be a moksha possibility. In buddhi, bandha is also a false superimposition. In buddhi, moksha bhavam, moksha thought is also a false notion. Shastra says, Swamini, idu munnadi sollakoodado? Why you have not said 10 years before? To understand this, you have to come for 10 years. Then only you can understand. Initially, I cannot say. This is not for just saying through the words, not lip movement. One has to claim that, one has to own up, one has to assimilate, one has to see that fact, the truth, paramarthata, the reality. With their own intellect, they have to understand. You can take the horse near the water, but you cannot make it to drink like that. Shishya, student, has to claim by oneself, I am Atma only. So, yatha avivekat para abhavam, means not having the knowledge of Brahman, Brahmanaha abhavam. Buddhihi avet, avait tatha, similarly, avait, ava plus e dhatu, avait lang, second conjugation, parasmaipadi, lang prathama purusha, ekavachanam, avait, buddhihi avait, buddhi has got that notion, that thought, tatha. Similarly, next what thought? Muktaha, aham muktaha thought. Vivekat parat anyaha, brahmanaha anyaha, vivekat. Now it recognizes parat anyaha. Vivekat, what it recognizes? Brahman is there, that Brahman I am. Anyaha, parad anyaha tadha. Parad anyaha means during knowledge I say there is no world. During knowledge I say there is no world. During ignorance what I say? There is world. I am here, there is world. During knowledge time I say means I claim, I understand there is no world. Parat anyaha, brahmanaha anyaha, jagat nasti iti. There is no world other than Brahman. Parat anyaha means there is nothing other than Brahman. Where this knowledge takes place? Buddhi, vivekat. Avivekat jagat asti, vivekat jagat nasti. Brahman is different, God is different, world is different at the time of ignorance. When you wake up to your real nature, where is the world at all? Nama, rupa, mithya, sat, sat, sat alone is satyam. Existence alone is satyam. There is nothing other than Brahman, existence, consciousness, principle. Then what about all these names and forms? They are only vacharambhanam, vikaro, namadheyam. They are all unreal, false. This knowledge is also taken place in buddhi only where there was ignorance. So ignorance, knowledge has to take place where? In atma or in buddhi? Pramata, the buddhi alone, knowledge has to take place. Wherever ignorance is there, there alone, knowledge has to take place. Understand? That is the meaning. Paradanyaha na asti vivekat. Buddhi vivek, buddhehe vivekat. Not only that, swayanchapi na vidyate. Nothing is there other than Brahman. Can buddhi is there? Can buddhi be there? Which buddhi is enlightened? In which buddhi the thought has come, there is nothing other than Brahman. Parat brahmanaha anyaha kimapi nasti jagadeva nasti iti. In buddhi the knowledge has come. Can that buddhi exist afterwards? Once you say there is nothing else other than Brahman, what about buddhi? Gone. Buddhi also navidyate swayamapi. Swayamapi means buddhi api. In which buddhi knowledge has come, in that buddhi knowledge has come, but that buddhi disappears. Like that doll, salt doll, went to see the depth of the ocean. The salt doll went into the sea to see the depth of the ocean. What happened? Swayamapi na vidyate. And the uppu bommai, salt doll cannot stand separately. Similarly, buddhi also dissolve. Buddhi also says, my job is over. I am also false. Therefore, tata, bye-bye, cheerio. Buddhi also only anatma, matter. It has done its job. How? With Vedanta Shravanam, Guru Vedanta Shravanina, Guru Vedanta Vakyena. Guru Vedanta Vakyan, you have to understand properly. When Guru teaches Vedanta, then knowledge arises in the intellect. So that intellect purpose is this only. Any knowledge you know, whatever you know, other than this sloka knowledge. Swami, எனக்கு எல்லாமே தெரியும் இந்த ஸ்லோகம் தவறே அப்படின்னு சொன்னா நினைச்சுக்கோங்களே, அந்த நாலேஜ் இன் தட் புத்தி இஸ் அபராவித்யா. இட் கெனாட் கிவ் செக்யூரிட்டி, பீஸ், ஹாப்பினஸ். ஸோ இஃப் திஸ் நாலேஜ் கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி யுவர் புத்தி இஸ் ரியல் புத்தி, அதர்வைஸ் யூஸ்லெஸ் புத்தி. ஹூ சேஸ்? நான் சொல்லல, சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ். புத்தி இருக்கான்னு கேட்டா எதுக்கப்பா? இந்த நாலெட்ஜுக்காக தான். அனதர் எக்ஸாம்பிள், சாஸ்திரிக் எக்ஸாம்பிள், இன் ஓல்டன் டேஸ் வென் தே புட் தட் ஃபயர், லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபயர் வுட் தே புட் அண்ட் லைட் தட் ஃபயர், லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபயர் இஸ் கமிங் அண்ட் டு புஷ் ஆல் அதர் ஃபயர் ஸ்டிக்ஸ், ஃபயர் வுட் ஸ்டிக்ஸ் இன் டு தட், தே யூஸ் ஒன் குச்சி, ஒன் ஸ்டிக், அண்ட் தென் தே ஆர் புஷிங் இன் டு தட் ஃபயர். Because, you have you seen in the burial ground, they do that way. And what they do this with this stick, with what they are pushing? They throw in the fire. This buddhi is like that stick only. This example is a negative example. What is negative? For Vedantic, nothing is negative. Isn't it? So this example is a classical example, really speaking. So once you use that stick for the pushing, everything is over. Anatma, anatma, anatma. Everything is putting in anatma, fire is atma. All anatma sticks you push into the atma fire, with what you have pushed, intellect stick, to be thrown. That is what here, swayam cha api na vidyate. Beautiful shloka. Excellent. So what na? What this is, the what teaching na? This buddhi is a upachara. Upachara means expressing medium. Understand, buddhi is an expressing medium. If you make use of your buddhi for this purpose, you have done well. Accomplished person you are. So sakshini, சாட்சி திருஷ்டியா, சாட்சிணி, சாட்சி திருஷ்டியா மோக்ஷா நாஸ்தி. சாட்சிணி சாட்சி திருஷ்டியா மோக்ஷா அஸ்திவா? நாஸ்தி. ஃப்ரம் த சாட்சி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் தெர் இஸ் நோ மோக்ஷா இன் சாட்சி. புரியறதா? இன் மீ தி சாட்சி சைதன்யம், தி ஆத்மா, ஃப்ரம் மை ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் தெர் இஸ் நோ மோக்ஷா ஃபார் மீ. Why? I am ever muktaha. Where is the question of getting moksha? Therefore, this chapter, we can call it as Sakshi Swarupa Prakaranam. Instead of Budhyarodha Prakaranam, we can say Sakshi Swarupa Prakaranam also. Swayam Chapi Buddhi itself negates itself. After Samsara Nishedha. This is called samsara nishedha. Pushing every anatma word into the atma. Samsara nishedha anantaram, the negator of samsara must be negated. Who negated the samsara? Viveka buddhi. So that viveka buddhi also, we know only one Vivek in Chennai, Usman Road Vivek. We Vedantic students should know what Viveka. புத்தௌ புத்தேஹே விவேகஹ, ஆத்ம அநாத்ம விவேகஹ. சோ திஸ் சாப்டர் இஸ் ஓவர் வித் திஸ். வாட் ஆர் ஆல் லக்ஷ லட்சணம், ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாட்சி வி ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் இன் திஸ் சாப்டர். சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் ஆர் ஆத்மா. ஐ ஆம் நவ் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சே ஐ ஆம் சர்வகஹ. ஐ தி சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், த விட்னஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஆம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் பிரின்சிபல். சர்வஜ்ஞஹ ஆல் நோவர் ஆம்னிஷியன்ட். அஹேயம் ஐ ஆம் நாட் ரிஜெக்டபிள். அஹேயம் அனுபாதேயம் ஐ ஆம் நாட் எ திங் டு பி ஆக்செப்டபிள். நிர்விகாரா சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஃபிஃப்த் ஒன். தென் சுத்தா சத்யா அசங்கா எயித் பிரின்சிபல்ஸ். எவ்ரிடே மார்னிங் வென் யூ வேக் அப் வாட் யூ ஷுட் சே ஆல் திஸ் எயித். அஹம் சர்வகா சர்வஜ்ஞா அஹேயம் அனுபாதேயம் நிர்விகாரா தென் சுத்தா சத்யா அசங்கா. ஆல் ஆர் தேர் இன் த ஸ்லோகா. Whose nature, whose glory? My glory. My glory. Now we'll go to, this is called Sakshi Brahma Aikyam. Here Sakshi Brahma Aikyam is the topic. Sarvajnaha Param Brahma, Sarvagaha Param Brahma, Satyaha Nityaha Buddha Shuddhaha Param Brahma, Aham Sakshi Eva, therefore Aham Param Brahma Asmi. Over, job is over. Why it is called Buddhyarudha Prakaranam? Because first sloka begins with Buddhi word. Therefore it is called Buddhyarudha Prakaranam. Just like in Keno Upanishad, Kena, it has come. An interrogative pronoun it is. Here Buddhyarudham is a topic, subject, okay, you can say. கேனோபனிஷத்துல கேனேஷிதம் பததி பிரேஷிதம் மனஹா, தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் கேனோபனிஷத். வை கேனோபனிஷத் இஸ் கால்ட் கேனோபனிஷத்? பிகாஸ் இட் பிகின்ஸ் வித் த வேர்ட் கேன, தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் கேனோபனிஷத். இட் இஸ் அ ப்ரோனவுன். வாட் டாபிக்? இன்டராகேட்டிவ் ப்ரோனவுன் கிவ்ஸ் வாட் டாபிக்? கேன. இட்ஸ் நாட் எ டாபிக். சின்ஸ் த வேர்ட் இஸ் யூஸ்ட் இன் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா, தேர்ஃபோர் தட் வேர்ட் ஹேஸ் come to that Upanishad, Keno Upanishad. Similarly here also Buddhi Aruha. First shloka begins with Buddhi. Nice chapter. I hope all of you are enjoying. Enjoying, why I say, we are continuing next chapter. Eighth chapter, page number 104. Mati Vilapana Prakaranam. மதி விலாபன பிரகரணம். ஐ வில் ரீட் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா. தட் மீட்டர் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் மீட்டர், தேர்ஃபோர் வி ரீடிங் ஆல்சோ வி ஹாவ் டு டூ டிஃபரெண்ட்லி.
சித்த ஸ்வரூபே ஸ்வதைவ மே மதே. ரசாதி யோகஸ்தவ மோஹகாரிதஹ. அதோ ந கிஞ்சித் தவ சிஷ்டிதே ந மே. ஃபலம் பவேத் சர்வ விசேஷஹானதஹ.
திஸ் இஸ் எ டைலாக் பிட்வீன் I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, and my mind. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am addressing my own mind. Or you can say, I, the Lakshyartha, I, higher I, addressing my lower I. You can say that way also. Lower I, Ahankara I, I am addressing, O mind, your false activities are not going to afflict me further, because now I am enlightened. Lakshyartha I has taken place, therefore that ajnana kale, ignorance when I was having previously, You are cheating me, exploiting me, you are making me to cry, you are making me to shout, you are making me to be angry, you are making me so vulnerable. Now onwards I'm not going to be like that. And I buddhi vandach. Until today I was dancing for your nattuvangam. You know nattuvangam, takita takita takita, something they say, tattai takitan. So mind was making me, the person, the jiva, to dance according to his steps. Because that time the buddhi was ignorant. Now, because of viveka, buddhi he viveka, now there is no adhyasa in me. I have clear knowledge about you also, about whole anatma also. Oh mind, now samatta iru. Like a good child, you behave now. Don't do like a previously you used to control me. Now I am going to control you. Jnani is telling to his mind. All of you are addressing your mind. Okay. Oh, Jnani is addressing his mind. Don't look at Jnani as a third person, someone, somewhere. Take yourself, I am a Jnani, Atma Chaitanyam, higher I, Lakshyartha I. Even though I am using this mind, buddhi, vak, indriyam, all, to say all these words, Aham Lakshyartha I, the Atma, Natu Vachyartha I. So Vachyartha I, its activities cannot influence, no more influence. So bodily activities, response, reactions won't be there, only actions. Very nice chapter. Look into sloka. Like Vivek Chudamani in some slokas, this is the meter. Very nice. He mate, oh my mind. Previously, we are one with mind, not able to separate the mind. Now I am looking at the mind, distancing the mind, separately I am addressing the mind. Oh my mind, oh my mind, what is mine is not me, therefore, he mate, oh mind, svataha eva chitswarupe mayi rasadi yogastava mohakarita, mohakaritaha. He, oh mind, svatahayeva, by my real nature, really by my own nature, I am chitswarupa. I am consciousness alone. I am consciousness alone, chitswarupe. In me, the chitswarupa, rasadi yogastha tava mohakaritaha. You are adding raga, dvesha, rasadi means all types of raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, all types of emotions. It is all because of your tava mohakaritaha. Now I have understood. Previously I was coming along with you and I was influenced by you. Now I am not going to be influenced by you. I have understood all your activities. I have understood all your activities. It is all your false superimposition. Mohakaritaha means because of your delusion only you did like that. Now onwards I am very careful. You cannot play any mischievous things with me. Ataha tava cheshtitena na kinchite me phalam. By your activities, by your actions, by your thoughts, raga, dvesha, so many emotions are coming. Now, dukkheshvanudignamanaha sukheshvigataspruhaha vita raga bhayakrodaha sitadhirmuni ruchyate. I am a sthiraprajna now. Your dukkha, sukha, raga, dvesha, all are not going to afflict me. He says, Ataha, therefore, Tava Cheshtitena, by your activities, by all your activities, they are not going to afflict me. Nothing going to happen in me. Phalam me na asti. I watch my mind just as it is going on. I am just watching. Phalam na bhavet. Why? Sarva visheshahanataha. In the previous chapter we saw, because I am attributeless. Sarva vishesha means what? Vishesha means attribute. Hanataha, because I have understood my nature is attributeless. You cannot add anything, you cannot delete anything from me. There is no dosha apanayanam or guna adhanam. You cannot delete anything from me, you cannot add anything from me. Understand, oh mind, your mischievous activities are not going to influence me, cannot going to afflict me. Ippudu sollanu. You have to watch your own mind like a third person. Oh, upset, paavam. Appadiya, konja neru porthukko ani sollanu manasukku. And he's so excited today. Oh, enjoy. Have to say to the mind. And you are having doubt, doubting, suffering. You are suffering with the doubting. Okay, suffer sometime. So much freedom. Don't become one with that mind. Allow the mind. It has got its own issues and problems. Distance your self from the mind. Neighborization. Paramarthananda Swamiji says, neighborizing the mind and its issues, problems. Neighborizing. How are you? Daily vicharikkanu. Neighbor ni, just as we say from window. From window, nanna irukkena, eppadi kekkuralli. How are you? Adhu maadhiri, in the mind ni kuda appadi address pannanum. How are you? எனக்கு பரவாயில்லையா? ஓகே. ஓ, கொஞ்சம் ப்ராப்ளமா இருக்கா? பிராரப்தா. அப்படி சொல்லணும் மனசுக்கு. ஆஹா, ஜாய். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 2. விமுச்ச மாயாமய காரியதாமிஹ. பிரசாந்தி மாயா ஹ்யஸதீஹிதா சதா. பிரசாந்தி மாயா ஹ்யஸதீஹிதா சதா. அஹம் பரம் ப்ரஹ்ம சதா விமுக்தவத். ததா ஜமேகம் த்வயவர்ஜிதம் யதஹ. மாயாம் மாயாமய காரியதாம் இஹ விமுச்ச. ஓ மைண்ட், ஆல் யுவர் சீட்டிங் நேச்சர் யூ ஸ்டாப், கிவ் அப், டோன்ட் சீட். மாயாமய காரியம், மாயா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் பிரகிருதி காரியம். ஆச்சாரியா வாண்ட் டு ரெஃப்யூட் தி சாங்கியா ஃபிலாசபர் ஹியர் பிகாஸ் ஹி சேஸ் காரணம் பிரகிருதி இஸ் த ஜகத் காரணம். ஹி சேஸ் ஜட பிரகிருதி இஸ் ஜகத் காரணம். ஹி சேஸ் ஸோ ஆச்சாரிய இன்டைரக்ட்லி ஹிண்டிங் ஹிம், யுவர் மாயா காரியம் போதும், விடு. ஆல் யுவர் ஜாப்ஸ் வாட் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் மாயா காரியம். த ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஆஃப் தட் பிரகிருதி மாயா காரியம். இஹ நவ் ஆன் வேர்ட்ஸ் இஹ with regard to me. Iha means what? Now I am enlightened, lakshartha I. With regard to me, your cheating activities, nothing will work here. Maya karyam won't work. Better to give up. Vimuchya, you give up. Just as a commentator writes an example in the dosha kallu, no? Dosha penam irukkillayo. When you put platter, என்ன பேன், பேன் தோஷ பேன், அதுமாதிரி இஃப் யூ After keeping some time on the stove, it becomes so hot. Then what you do, it has got heated up or not, you sprinkle water. What that hot plate does? You see water, and that what you sprinkle? Within no time, the water disappears. Now I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am like a hot plate. So mind, it's like a water. Ayaha tapta aya binduvat. Tapta aya means that iron, hot iron plate. Hot iron plate, bindu water. If you sprinkle water, if you put a water drop, it just vanishes. Similarly, oh mind, all your activities, mischievous things, you know, all negative thoughts, all asuric nature, including daivic nature, whatever you have, sattva-guna, rajo-guna, tamo-guna, all gunas you have, they are all like water drops on me, the heart plate, like Sakshi Chaitanya. Puriyana? Jagratai. Jagratai. Vimuchya. Prashantim ayahi. Asat ihita sada. Sada asat ihita. You are doing all false applications, false expressions, false interpretations, false notions. Panninadi podum vidu. These words have to be explained. The grammar points are there. That we'll see in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.